Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Alexandra is working at her desk when Jackson walks into her office.
Hello, Ms. Jones. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Just my work. What are you doing here? Surely you didn't stop by to see me.
As a matter of fact, I did. You and I need to talk.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, we do we? About what?
About my niece, Serena.
Well, what about her?
She told me that you've gone out of your way to ingratiate yourself into her life, but she has no idea why.
I like the girl. She kind of reminds me of myself at that age.
Yeah, I bet. And I think I know why.
Because she's a go-getter?
Well, sure, but you and I both know the only reason you've tried to make your presence known to Serena is that she's your daughter.
Oh.
Don't bother denying it. I know it's true. But what do you hope to accomplish by these random drive-by visits? I hope you're not planning on springing this news on her one day.
And what if I am?
Then I would have to seriously encourage you to reconsider. Serena doesn't need a complication like you in her life right now.
Oh, so you're her keeper now?
Serena and I have always been very close. Her mother and my wife were sisters. Serena has two loving parents. It doesn't need any interlopers coming along shaking things up, if you know what I mean.
Look, buddy, I gave birth to that girl, and I'll be damned if some joker like you is going to tell me what to do. If and when I decide to tell Serena she's my daughter, it's none of your damn business.
In the West Side Hospital, fifth floor waiting room, Mac is talking with Hannah.
It's done. Raven is back in her room.
I can't talk to you right now, Mac.
Hannah, I need some support here, okay? You're all acting like I did this to hurt Raven or something.
Just please. Please leave me alone. I need to get myself together, okay?
Fine. I'll be in Raven's room.
Damn it! Dylan, hi.
I thought I should come by to see how you're doing.
Now is not a very good time. He probably just passed Mac, my brother-in-law, in the hallway. He approved the amputation of my sister's leg, and the surgery just ended. He never would have wanted this, Dylan.
In Raven's room at the West Side Hospital, Mac is standing by an unconscious Raven's bed.
I'm so sorry it came to this. I wish there was another way.
Oh. Oh.
What? Oh my God. Rafe? Are you waking up?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.